This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The other day, an old Harvard Business Review article turned up in some fading family files. It was about what people should do about sexist culture in the workplace. My late mother-in-law, Deanna, had sent it to an aunt years ago. Must read, she'd written in red. It was almost as if my beloved mother-in-law, although no longer with us, was commenting on current events. The HBR piece from 1993 is called The Memo Every Woman Keeps in Her Desk. It asks how, even if, a woman should alert the CEO to what's really going on. Experts, including feminist icon Gloria Steinem and a guy who used to run the U.S. Attorney's Office in Boston, commented on how to deal with a corrosive culture for women. Now, I tracked down the article's author, Kathleen Reardon, professor emerita at USC's Marshall School of Business. Dr. Reardon, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
So it wasn't only my mother-in-law sending this around back then?
I'm delighted that she was sending it around. It did become a reprint bestseller, very contentious subject at times. When I did interviews like this, people would call in and yell at me.
For what, raising the issue of the workplace culture?
For being one of those feminists. And sometimes because people didn't really read it as what it was, which was the beginning of a dialogue about what should a woman do who's uncomfortable in a workplace and sees other women leaving.
Do you go alone to human resources? Do you go alone to the boss if you feel something's broken in the workplace culture?
Well, you know, I wrote another article for HBR called Courage as a Skill. One part of courage is that rarely should you go alone, and rarely should you go without facts, and rarely should you go without really concise examples.
Now, one expert on, I think, entrepreneurship in your original HBR piece, Jolene Godfrey, points out that if the dinosaur won't change, meaning the boss and the culture at the company, it may be the person needs to leave and start another venture or join another venture where the culture is different.
And certainly many, many women have and become entrepreneurs rather than deal with the culture. Others of us, we stay and we work from within, and some days it's tough.
There also may be a economic class issue here. I mean, it's one thing to say if I don't like the culture and I can't change it, I could move on. It's not so easy if you're being harassed as a lower level fast food worker, where we do see reports of a lot of this. You may not have the options to leave the culture.
It's very important to remember that while we see the issues of high profile people and women speaking up, most women can't do that. They have to find ways to make it work out. And that's what I've spent a lot of my career doing, is helping people learn ways of communicating that allow them to function within a wide variety of organizational types, some of them ranging from very mildly political to truly pathological.
Wouldn't it have been awful if 24 years ago, when you were ready to go to press with this Harvard Business Review piece, if I could have told you that it would remain extraordinarily relevant nearly a quarter century in the future?
I don't know that I would have been all that surprised. I kept reading that young men were going to make the difference. But at the time, I was teaching graduate students, MBAs, executive MBAs. I was not seeing that open-mindedness with regard to women at that time. And I didn't see it 10 years later.
Kathleen Reardon, professor emerita at USC's Marshall School of Business. Dr. Reardon, thank you.
Thank you.